black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. And I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to Black Helicopter News. I'm your host, President Zen One, and today we'll be running through the news. We've got quite a few stories. We'll be looking at a WWE WrestleMania 32 preview. World-class journalists admit mainstream media is all fake. Also, the director of Aquaman says it will be different in tone than Batman vs. Superman. It'll be more fun. Also, scientists discover a mysterious human face in a nebula while looking through telescopes. All that and more, plus a special report on the crystal skulls. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to touch base with you. So March has been a good month for us. We've released quite a few podcasts and experimented a lot with our format. And the listeners keep expanding, and I thank you. Like I've said many times, we would be nowhere without you, the listenership. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. And thanks for liking the Facebook page. Thanks for following me on Twitter and Instagram at PresidentZen1. I'm just doing all I can to spread the news so we could fight the globalists, so we could warn people about the aliens that are coming in an invasion, and so we could warn people about the consequences of the technology's advancement. Now they're using holograms. Some of the alien ships we see are holograms they're trying to trick us with. Some of them are real. Some of them are demons. So we've got a lot of different alliances coming together and just causing chaos. Now, I'm an anarchist. I don't believe in chaos. Chaos is different than anarchy. Let's be clear. So they're trying to create chaos to demonize anarchy, to demonize even a two-party system. They want to make it a zero-party system, just them. They don't want competition. That's why thousands and thousands of news outlets and newspapers, etc., are all owned by the same, like, few, couple handfuls of corporations. Not us. Not us. A lot of them are lying and spreading fabrications for alphabet agencies. Not us. And we are gaining popularity because of that. That's why now millions and millions have the potential to like this show and listen and be woken up and become better individuals because of it. Anyway, just saying, I want to jump into things, folks. So I just want to give a quick WWE WrestleMania 32 preview, and I will give my commentary. Personally, I am looking forward to WrestleMania 32. I do not have the money to rent it, so I will not be viewing the event, but I sure look forward to hearing about it on the Monday Night Raw. For starters, did anyone see that Shane McMahon came out and elbow dropped The Undertaker straight through an announce table the other day? And folks, don't mind this. It sounds like ghosts are in the house. It's actually a very windy spring day and it's making the doors move. Now that could be a poltergeist, but it's probably the wind. I'm open-minded. I'm not going to immediately think it's a poltergeist. It probably is, though. We're a week away, less than a week away, from WrestleMania 32 in Arlington, Texas. It's sold out, and there will be 85,000 people there, screaming their heads off. People are very, very excited to see WrestleMania this year. Alright, here's the deal. All I can say is, one, that I know that Shane O'Mac is going to be fighting, will be pitted against The Undertaker. And The Undertaker has this historical legacy of winning at WrestleManias. And he will have a chance to increase his win total in the WWE WrestleMania history. The thing is, if Shane wins, Shane will be able to take control of WWE Raw, Monday Night Raw. And he will be able to have full creative control, full control and power. He would be the new Stephanie McMahon. His sister is going to be fired by her brother. This is crazy. So Shane McMahon wants to take the WWE into a totally different direction than Stephanie McMahon has been guiding it. Her father does not want to see his son ruin it for his sister. But basically, if Shane McMahon wins, he gets control of Raw. If he loses, he's going to disappear into the sunset. He he has a good chance of defeating The Undertaker. He put him through an announce table last night. He punched him many times in the face, in the stomach, in the ribs. He kicked him. He is not afraid of him. He kept assaulting him. The Undertaker punished him and beat him as well. But the thing is, Shane McMahon walked away the more dominant person in that scuffle. Shane McMahon is not scared of The Undertaker and wants to fight him in a Hell in a Cell. And this is going to be a great match. Also, Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. I don't know. I'm assuming that Brock Lesnar will win because he is bigger, stronger. If Dean Ambrose wins, that would be great. But my prediction is that Brock Lesnar will win. He's bigger and stronger. It's as simple as that. I think it'll be a classic match, and maybe Dean Ambrose will like do something real unique, like bring out a chainsaw. Terry Funk gave him one last week on Raw, so, or SmackDown, one of those shows, so maybe he will use it to attack him, and maybe he'll win if he uses the chainsaw. He has to get him in the chest with it, though, or else he risks not winning. Because if he just hits him with the chainsaw on the arm, and his arm still has mobility, he'll still get strangled. So, I'm hoping to see Dean Ambrose win against Brock Lesnar, but he will have to use the chainsaw and try to, like, really try to use it. But then he'd get in trouble and probably go to jail for that. So I honestly would have to predict Brock Lesnar would be the winner. So that's my prediction. Brock Lesnar will win. Shane McMahon versus Undertaker, my prediction is Shane McMahon's going to win. I don't know how, but he's going to win. He's going to win. So far, those are my two predictions. Who else is fighting? Jericho is fighting AJ Styles. And I honestly think AJ Styles is going to take the victory in this one. Jericho is very angry and doesn't want to give this new guy a chance to shine. And he's going to have too much pride. So I have a feeling AJ Styles will walk away with the win with that. And probably make Chris Jericho retire after that. I think Jericho will be ready to retire if he loses at WrestleMania to a rookie. But I think this is one of the best rookies WWE has ever had. Also, who else is fighting? I think Ric Flair's daughter is fighting a challenger for the belt. And I honestly don't follow the women's division that well. But I'm pretty sure that Charlotte Flair will win, or whatever she's called, Charlotte. They're going to win. Ric Flair isn't going to be there and allow his daughter to lose. Because if that girl tries to win, he will intervene and hit her. He's not afraid to hit women. So all they have to do is distract the referee, and then the old man can hit the young girl with his fist. And then when the ref turns around, he could see the girl on the ground and wonder why she's laying on the ground. And then before the ref has time to think, Charlotte can pin her for the win. That's what's going to happen this WrestleMania. Charlotte will not lose the belt. Her father is a dirty cheat, and he will cheat to win. He will cheat. He's not very honest. But he's a great man other than that. I really respect him. He's a great man. He's just a dirty cheat. Not honest, not respectable. So, like I said, that other than that, I mean, I don't know what else I'd be looking forward to for WrestleMania 32. I guess that little mini Royal Rumble, this prestigious award, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, something like that's going to go on. Who I think is going to win? I honestly think it's going to come down to Kane and Big Show. And I think Big Show's going to walk away with the victory. I honestly do. The reason I believe that is because the Big Show is bigger and stronger than all the other competitors. See, I love how wrestling narrows everything down to the most simplistic of shit. Whoever's bigger and stronger wins. But that's my prediction. I think the Big Show will walk away with the prestigious Andre the Giant Battle Royal trophy. Also, Ryback will be fighting, I forget his name, this little Mexican dude with a mask. He's going to be fighting him. And I honestly believe that Ryback is going to win this match because he is bigger and stronger. So, what else? Roman Reigns fighting Triple H for the world title. Amazing match. How could I forget about that? I truly respect Triple H. He is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, if not the best. He is just one of the smartest and biggest and strongest people ever. And he is holding the belt right now. But he's also wearing a suit and tie every day also. He's not exactly a beast anymore. And I think that he is evenly matched with Roman Reigns, but I truly believe that Roman Reigns will defeat Triple H at WrestleMania 32 and become World Heavyweight Champion and will hold on to the belt for quite a few months, if not years, from here on out. Roman Reigns was champion one time before this for 5 minutes and 15 seconds. And he had a good reign. He was a good champion for those 5 minutes. But he's hungry and he's one of the greatest talents the WWE has. And that's my prediction there. Roman Reigns will be the new WWE champion. And will hold on to the belt for quite a while. I think the New Day is fighting someone. I could care less about that. Those guys are just a bunch of... I don't even want to go at them. But there's probably a couple more matches that I can't think of going on at WrestleMania. But that's the gist of it. And all the ones I mentioned are the really best ones that I'm looking forward to. So if you have WWE Network, this is your perfect chance to watch it for cheap. If not, I don't know who's got the money to shell out for a pay-per-view. But it's like $50. I'm good on that, but we'll touch base on this subject in a future episode. This subject the week following WrestleMania. Anyway.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
So next up, there's been a mysterious face found in the Space Nebula. While searching for structures in space, a ufologist discovered the intriguing image of a human face in a nebula found a few thousand light years away from the Earth. Many unexplained phenomena can be tracked in space. UFOs, huge structures, and celestial bodies, black holes, colliding stars, and such as grand appearances, such as the recent find. Professor Scott C. Waring, amazing, a human face has recently been spotted and strongly resembles a human being. Many are thinking this is not a coincidence. It has a well-defined nose. It looks like a really heroic-looking man from Greek times. But yeah, this is amazing, the remarkable similarity that this is a nebula that has formed a human face. This is truly amazing scientifical news that I just really had to tell you about. This is something that we have to realize. Humans exist somewhere else in this universe. We have to. It's not just us here. There's other humans on other planets. There's reptilians on other different planets. There's other types of aliens on other types of planets. See, because I know we get caught up in this thing where it's just humans here and then every other planet is a different alien race. It's like, yeah, sure, out of 200 planets, let's say there's 200 different alien races. Yeah, but then after a while, that starts to repeat. And then if you go further out and do more research, you'll find that there is extra Earths with humans who look just like us. There are other gray aliens that look just like the gray aliens from the other planets that are in different star systems, like Sirius star system. There's other... If you follow what I'm saying, it's like there are other humans that we don't know exist, and they're out there. And they don't know we exist, but they are exactly the same, and they are the same as us. They are the exact same creature and species as us. We just don't know about it. We would never become in contact with them because they're so far out. The aliens that visit our planet would not know about the other planets that have their specific race there. It's like a fractal, is what I'm trying to say. There is a fractal of the universe, where the universe would repeat itself and repeat and repeat. So there would be infinite different races of everything, infinite different incarnations of everything, because that's how it boils down to through calculations. And if it is infinity, then everything that could ever possibly exist does. So it would require a lot of data. So if we were able to discover all of this, we would be needing more flash drives, more servers. So could we handle all of this new information? That is why they don't really want you guys to know this stuff. They want to downplay this stuff. They don't want to have more information that they will have to take the time out and do the paperwork to say, yes, there's aliens, there's faces in space, the faces, who knows what they communicated. I'm sure if these were, you know, if I were in charge of a case that saw something like this, I would get in touch with a remote viewer to remote view or telepathically communicate, or I would even try myself. Try to telepathically communicate with the object that you are looking at through a telescope. Who knows, you could get contact. I'm looking at a picture of this right now. It looks like a blue-faced George Washington. It's great. What's interesting is that what it is, it looks like a bunch of different fire all in a cluster. It just looks like a lot of fire. But there is, in the center of the orange and white and black fire, in the center of this, there is an apparition. The color gets purple and blue. It has a clear shape of a human face, a human head profile to the side, like George Washington on the quarter. It's amazing, folks. I'm going to try to post this on Instagram, so make sure you check it out. President Zen 1 at Instagram. I'll tag it later. Alright, we got to wrap this episode up. We've been going a while. I didn't touch on every subject. So James Wan promises a fun Aquaman, very different in tone to Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. He talks about his approach and interpretation is much lighter than you might expect. You know, a lot of people have criticized Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice to say that it isn't any fun. It's too serious, it's too grim, it's too realistic. It's saying Aquaman won't take that kind of approach. He doesn't even believe in making a horror film that wouldn't be fun. That wouldn't be very fun. That's important for him. He doesn't want to give away the plot, but he basically talks about Aquaman has been a character people have always made fun of because he was very, I don't know. He says, though, they made fun of him over the years. And it's just good to show a different, cool, badass side to the character. But at the same time, not forget to have fun. So I think this would be a really good movie. I think this is going to make Aquaman worth seeing. Now that we know it can be fun. Because a grim movie about Aquaman could be kind of iffy. We'll be right back. And we're back. The Crystal Skull Theory. The origin of crystal skulls can tend to be a mysterious topic. Part of the issue arises because quartz crystal is a natural stone that comes from the earth, therefore we can't carbon date it. The only way science can estimate the age is by examining its surface to see if there's any evidence to show how it was carved, or if it even used ancient tools, modern tools, or no marks. First, it's important to distinguish the categories crystal skulls can fall into. The majority are considered to be new, modern, contemporary crystal skulls. A large number is considered to be old crystal skulls, 100 to 1500 years old, and a select few are classified as ancient crystal skulls, over 1500 years old. Power of these skulls seem to be amplified in the presence of other crystal skulls. It's like the more the merrier the synergy feeds off of them, although the actual numbers vary from legend to legend. Most popular legends speak of 13 crystal skulls coming together to bring about profound transformation on Earth. Sandra Bowen, a crystal skull researcher, talks about 36 crystal skulls. Don Alejandro Cirilo Oxlaj Perez, a Mayan high priest shaman, has mentioned 52 crystal skulls. But either way you cut it, folks, there's X amount of crystal skulls, and if they come together, they will bring a profound transformation on Earth. So that sounds like a reason for everyone to collaborate to bring these skulls together in one location, right? Well, the New World Order, the globalists, the Zionists, they don't want the crystal skulls to come together, because if there is a profound transformation, then they'll be ran out of town, and they'll be tarred and feathered. Some legends and some theories state the original crystal skulls were not created by the hands of man at all, and were created by extraterrestrial biological entities. And some say they may even be the crystallized consciousness of advanced beings related to Atlantis, Pleiades, or beyond. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there is a good chance it came from extraterrestrials. However, I like that way this sounds. Crystallized consciousness of advanced beings related to Atlantis, the Pleiades, or beyond. That is a bigger scope. That includes Atlantis. That includes aliens or beyond. Look, folks, we're still trying to figure out where Atlantis is. And when we find it out, we will find out a lot of answers. One thing is for certain. Atlantis did exist. Or else Plato wouldn't have mentioned it once. And no other proof besides that. But he was smart and wouldn't lie. Plato was a very good man. If he said so, you should believe him. Anyway, there are some scientists that say that these skulls shouldn't exist because there's no way to carve these skulls. So that's why ancient alien theorists like myself have actually become leaders in this field, because we realize that just like some of the other ancient structures that are built with precision were built with tools that did not exist. They thought that humans were sitting in caves munching on bananas and using chicken bones to create society. Sorry, folks, I hate to blame this on you, but you've been indoctrinated because of your own sheer stupidity, and you can blame the globalists. Very sad, very sad. Anyone with half a brain understands that ancient aliens came to Earth and delivered many miracles to help us advance technologically over the years. We would still be sitting in caves munching on bananas and using chicken bones as tools. We would not be on our electronic devices doing mindless work. Anyway, some crystal skulls could be represented to be life and humanity, even though the skull is a very grim embodiment of consciousness. Either way, it's a glorious thing. crystal is a beautiful thing that can hold a lot of information and consciousness. I think these crystal skulls are like just amazing sources of consciousness expansion. It's as simple as that. We need to get these skulls and put them together in one big circle. And then when we do that, if they are all there according to the cosmic plan, then humanity will instantly change and people will be happier and kinder and nicer. And people will not be fighting, causing problems, being ignorant. We would become beings of light and love, officially everyone. Yeah, the crystal skulls will connect us to other realms and dimensions, but we have to compile them all. We need all of the crystal skulls. So I think we need to get them and put them in one location. And once we have them all from all over the earth in one location, then everything will be okay. We'll become beings of light and love and transmit positive energy of healing and ancient wisdom. These are just some of the secrets we will be the beneficiaries of when this prophecy comes to fruition, as soon as these skulls reemerge, because the ancient ones believed this was true, and they believed that they were receptacles for stored information, more advanced than computers. And if you want to know true history, you're going to need to explore through meditation to access this information from the crystal skulls themselves, just like our ancestors did. And we'll find these mysteries embedded within them. We need to unlock the secrets of the skulls.